Welcome to Swat Flies Telling Lies. It is Saturday. I think it's the 10th. Shit, was James's birthday on the 7th?
Yeah.
Fucking eight. Oh, him and Paula had the same birthdays, huh?
Yeah, and Zaya's birthday's on the 10th and our 7th.
Oh, really?
What's funny is my father-in-law's birthday's on the 7th as well.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. It's just basketball season right now for my kids. I coach both their teams.
Nice. Team names?
It's through the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
So they partnered with the Junior NBA.
Junior NBA.
Yeah. So the first couple of years, it was just Boys and Girls Clubs with different colors and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And they made up their own team names. But now they actually have NBA teams. Jerseys and all that good stuff.
Nice. You know?
It's pretty cool. But it's not like at home, you know, where when you get your jersey, it's like a full jersey, like you're getting shorts and fucking shirt, right?
Yeah.
A jersey, you know. Down here you get a top and that's it, you know.
I think it's just the top in Metlakatla now.
Oh, it is, huh?
Not like in the 80s. What was the first team you played on?
First team I played on,
was it the Blazers?
I think it was the Blazers, yeah.
Yeah, I remember watching you guys play in those maroon, you guys had the dark ones, you know?
Yeah. And polyester shits that were super hot.
I was on the Lakers with Milo. We had not the exact purple and gold, but we had purple jerseys. And then I played on the Blazers... I think a year after you did, I was on the Blazers.
I played on the Suns that year, I believe.
Yeah, and then the next year.
The Suns.
Yeah, and then I got held back. So the second, fifth grade, I was on the Bullets with Johnny Guns and James's first year of playing basketball.
That's funny because I was on the Bullets too.
And then, bro, when we got to sixth grade, I was on the Suns with... Oh, man. So I played on that team the following year.
That's funny, huh?
Which, oddly enough, me and you didn't play together until we got to high school, man.
Oh, huh. That's weird.
Because people, you know, because I don't fly anymore, obviously. And then it's just like, oh, boy. I was like, well, it's different. It was like before I lost my balance, I was traveling all the time. And they're like, oh, how was it? I was like, well, it was okay. As long as Merle knew he had to sit by me, I was good.
Yeah,
those are the rules.
Yeah, remember when we were kids and they had them basketball tournaments? They were big time tournaments. You know what I mean? They gave away like 100 trophies. You know what I mean? Like,
dude. So, especially those tournaments would be packed. I remember. And even on the Saturday games, man, like we would, they'd be decent amount of people there, not for like the morning games, but like, I remember if you played the first game, I'd be there and vice versa.
Yeah.
And, sure. I remember you would fly over on Taquin Air's first flight on Saturdays when you lived over here.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I remember, yeah, they put me on my brother's team and, That was my first time playing Little League.
You know, what's funny is I was just talking to, because Thomas is like, he's always wore Velcro shoes, you know what I mean? Like, I'd always get him shoes that were fucking Velcro. But now he wants these fucking Nikes or whatever, you know, he wants some cool basketball shoes because he's kind of getting into it now. So I got basketball shoes, I got laces. Nice. And I'm like trying to show him how to tie his shoes, you know? And I'm like, I'm tying his shoes and I'm like, hey, you know, funny is your Uncle Bruce paused the game one time in the middle of the game and ran to the bleachers so his mom could tie his shoes for him.
What did he say?
He's like, oh, yeah.
She got a standing ovation, too.
That's fun.
I didn't know how to tie him, bro. I remember she'd be at our games. Junior, you know, well, whenever we played, she was there, and I remember seeing her one time. I seen Auntie Jan, because Auntie Jan was always there supporting us, right?
Yeah.
And doing layups. And when we started shooting around, I remember running over to my mom real quick. I was like, "You tie my shoe?" And she started laughing. And then Auntie Jan said something. I was like, "Oh, huh?" I leaned down, have to give Auntie Jan a hug and a kiss, you know. But it's just funny that, you know, it's like a lot of people remember me fucking calling a timeout and running on to get my shoes tied. That's funny. what were your first shoes that you remember for basketball?
I came down one year. I came down and sent down here because my mom's from Oregon, right? So
yeah.
So we came down and I got a pair of Jordan 3s.
Dude, badass, man.
I think I had the. Remember they used to make like knockoff ones too. You know what I mean?
So
remember the knockoff Stadias and shit. You remember that?
I had those, bro. You fucking prick.
No, I had them too. That's what I'm saying. So I had the Stadia ones, and then I came down. I'm like, can I get the real ones? You know? And my dad got me the Jordan 3, the white ones. So.
Oh, fucking Uncle Merle coming in clutch, man. That's badass. Which he did a lot. Which is today's episode. So with those Stadias, so like when I was on the Bullets, I was just like, oh man, got my shoes in. I was like, damn, these are cool, man. And went to the gym and was putting my shoes on before the game, and pulled them out of my backpack, I think, or whatever. Carl, what did everybody call him back then? Butchie,
yeah, right?
Came over. This motherfucker was like, didn't say hi, didn't say anything, just came over, was like, those are knockoff Jordans. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, those are knockoff Jordans, man. I don't know why you got those. You just got the Jordans. I was like, fuck you, man. Like, ready to swing on this motherfucker. My family's poor, motherfucker. Fuck off.
Fuck you. I'll fucking ruin my shoes, asshole.
Unfortunately, we lost Carl's dad, a week and a half ago now?
Yeah.
So I was at work. When was it? It was like a Monday. And I saw, Monday or Tuesday? So I normally just chill in my car in my lunch break and listen to a podcast and shit. And I kind of saw Kathy Brennable's post, you know, and I was like, I'll update people later. And I thought it was her. I thought she like hurt something, you know. And I saw the Triton and I saw the ambulance, saw a shit ton of people. And I was just like, well, fuck, that ain't good, you know. And then I got the news, man, and I just fucking heart broke, man. I needed a break, so I took a break, gathered my thoughts, cried, and just was like, fuck, Carl's a good dude, man. Like, so in 1995 Carl came out of his shell that he was in, right? Started hanging out with us, and so we started, you know, hanging out with him. We were at his house a lot, picking him up or just going there to hang out. And when I got the news that Carl had passed, I fucking right then and there, I realized I picked up something from Big Carl back in 1995 that I now say, and people call me buddy, because once I, you know, hey buddy, and I'm sure he said it to you too. I walked into his house and walk in the door and hey buddy. Like, oh hey, what's up, man? Yeah, Carl's in his room. How's school going? Oh, it's going good. And then if you don't know Diane, then you just see this intimidating woman, you know, because her glasses are kind of shaded, right? And she's just kind of looking at me. She's like, are you eligible? And I was like, yep. And I was just like, holy fuck, man, did I just lie to her? No, I'm actually eligible. You know? And it was just always something positive, man. Like, fuck, dude. So really quick. So in 93, I was playing in a town hall tournament and we're playing against the MPNL team. And I talked a lot of shit, man, and I talked a lot of shit to Carl, and he gave me the death stare, and he just left it on the court, man. He never fucking once brought it up ever. He was super. He was a coach too, wasn't he? When we were playing Little League, wasn't he coach of the Sonics?
When I was on the Blazers. He was the coach.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, Carl was on the team, on my team.
Oh shit, that's right.
You know what's funny is I was a kid because before we all started hanging out. Everybody.
Hey, you're breaking up a little bit there, bro.
Shit. You hear me now?
Yeah, yeah, okay. What were you saying, though?
I was saying I met Carl young because...
Oh, you're still breaking up. Shit. It sounds like you're talking, then it kind of cuts out on every other word.
How about that?
Okay, there you go.
I had you on speaker. Anyway, so I knew Carl from... Well, obviously, he's in my class, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But his mom babysat me when I was a kid and when Carl lives at the trailer park.
Oh, you know? Shit. I forgot about that, man.
Yeah, and I used to hang out with Carl and shit, man, we were little. You know what I mean?
Little. Damn. So you're talking like third and fourth grade then, huh?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And fucking I'd go hang out with Carl after school and shit. And Carl was a big Sonics fan, you know? Not big Carl, but. Butchie, you know, he's a big Sonics fan and all the Seattle shit and
Mariners.
He's shit. I think he works at the stadium now.
Holy shit! You know?
Yeah, I think he's a groundskeeper. I think he's a groundskeeper at the stadium at Safeco. Is it Safeco still? Yeah, it's Safeco.
I think so, man. I've been there. It's pretty. Me and James went there to a game.
Yeah, it's a badass stadium for sure. Nice, you know.
Yeah,
but That's when I first met Carl and Big Carl and Diane and Tony and Courtney and all them, you know, his whole family.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, Carl is a super nice guy, you know what I mean? Oh, man. Like you said, you know, thinking about it, I don't think I've ever seen him pissed off at anybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, just a fucking ray of light, you know?
Yeah, just a nice guy.
Smiling, man. I seen him a lot more once I started working at Madison. Yeah. And is either a hug and a handshake every time. Right. And every time I saw him, I'd be like, hey, buddy, he'd always smile. Hey, man.
Yeah.
And
I remember last time I was up there, he's like, hey, where the hell you been, man? I haven't seen you in a long time. I'm like, good, you know? He's like, good. We talk about, you know, Carl, his son. He's like, he's down there by you, right? I'm like, yeah, I see him, you know, every now and then, you know.
But once a decade.
Yeah, Butchie's son and my daughter are the same age.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, they're little tweens.
Holy fuck, right, man.
Son just turned 14.
I saw Courtney posting a picture of her nephew, and it said happy 14th birthday. It's like, fuck, that kid's 14, man, holy shit.
Yeah, that's nuts, huh?
Yeah, and like you said, man, Big Carl is always always just there, you know, like in a great way for fucking everybody, it seems like, you know?
Yeah, like I said, one of the nicest guys ever, you know what I mean? Real sad that so I...
His niece, our friend Jamie Brendable.
Yeah,
she posted this great picture of him, and it looked like it might have been in the like the 80s, maybe sometime in the 80s, maybe early 90s. But like, Big Carl was sitting on the couch, and whatever nieces and nephews were there, they were just all on him, you know, on his back, and it looked like he had this big smile on his face, and they're just all piled on their uncle, and I was just like, you know, that's like the perfect. Perfect picture of who that man was, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's happy to see him. He's fucking always just upbeat. Like, I don't ever remember him not being not cool, you know? And it was like kind of this cool guy. But, you know, don't fuck with him. You know? I remember, and I asked Carl this story in 95, right? we're cruising his car, and I think we were, surprise, surprise, getting a bottle, you know? And I was like, hey, bro, can I ask you a question? He's like, yeah, what's up, man? And I was like, is it true that your dad once got in a fight outside of a bar in Ketchikan? And he's like, probably. I said, hold on, let me finish. He's like, is it true that he pile-drived the guy and that was the end of the fight? You were probably there, man.
That's fucking funny. I'll drive that guy.
And that was the end of the fight, man. But I mean, shit, it was just always, I don't know, man, just always super positive, super loving, always, always legitimately like happy to see you. You know, like, yeah. I bet you he was like, oh, Merle, like last time he saw you, I bet you he was just happy, you know?
For sure, for sure. He, like I said, he was like, hey, fucking seen you in a long time, you know? Yeah, shit, how you doing, you know?
Yeah.
Like you said, gave him a fucking hug, and you know, that's how it always is, you know?
Yeah.
Your buddy's dad, you know?
Oh, fuck, man, because there's numerous times we were there, you know, numerous, and it was just, shit, I don't know, man, it's really fucking heartbreaking, you know?
For sure, yeah, it sucks. How old was he, do you know?
Huh?
How old was he?
Shit, I don't know, man, I think he was in his late 60s, I think.
I was going to say, he had to have been at least, you know, 60, 66, 67 or some shit, you know?
Yeah, he was one of those people that always looked young, you know?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Where was he in their whole, the list of his family? Because, shit, he has like four brothers and like three sisters or something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
it was just,
he was one of the older ones. Calvin's older than him, though.
Yeah, yeah. It was
after Calvin was him.
Yeah. It was, he just always seemed so fucking ageless, you know? Yeah. And from what I saw, too, he was going to coach Little League again this year.
Oh, no shit, though.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just like, you know, fucking, what do you have, like 30 plus years working at Power and Light?
Yeah, right. I like it, remember.
What's that?
I said he was there a long time ago, remember, you know?
Yeah. You know, and like I said, numerous nephews and nieces, man, and it's just fucking heartbreaking that he's gone. Like, just, I don't know, it sounds crazy to say, but always just one of those people I thought would just be there, you know?
Yeah.
Drive past his house, and if you remember too, when Carl started hanging out with us again in 95, and it was like almost Christmas time, and me and you were, I don't know if we were in your car or if we were walking, but we went and got Carl, and we're like, hey, man, is your dad going to do the Griswold fucking decorations again, man? Because it's almost Christmas time. We need to see the Christmas lights. And he started laughing, and he told his dad that we fucking, you know, even all the, because they, when they bought that house there and they moved it there, his dad always would go all out with the Christmas lights. And I was like, hey, man, look at the Griswolds, got their lights up, man. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. That's funny. Right on the block, yeah.
Right on, right front and center, too, man. Front and center. Ah, fuck, I'm going to miss that guy.
For sure.
I was gonna go over for the services, man, but I got so sick this week. So unfortunately I missed them, man. So I'm just kind of like, fuck, dude, I gotta be okay with the fact that you know, he definitely knew I fucking loved him, man. I always fucking gave him my respect, like I said, shook his hand, gave him a hug every time, man, and he was just always happy, man. Even when he was fighting cancer, he was fucking positive, you know.
What, like, did he have cancer?
A few, like, I think about a year or two ago, he started going up, I believe.
That's right. I think I
remember that. Yeah. You know, here's another story too, man. If you got any, go ahead and feel free to cut in, man. There was this, I want to say this about a decade ago, because I still had my iPhone. And I was just kind of going through it, man, because Maya's mom made it hard. You know, fucking everything was a fight. It is always a fucking fight to see my daughter, always. And I was going through it, man. I was pretty, you know, I try not to let it get, you know, too down in the dumps. And, like, I was living with Steve and Bonna at the time, right? And I was like, fuck it, man. I need to get out of here for a little bit. So I took a cruise, went out to Walmart, and was just walking around. And I heard, hey, buddy. And I was like, oh, shit, Carl, man. Went over there, gave him a hug. And he asked how I was doing. And he asked if I checked, like, I think it was like Facebook or something. And I was like, oh, man, just kind of, he's like, gotta check it. Okay, I'll check it, you know. And I thought he just sent me, like, a fucked up meme or something, but, like, he just, even before he saw me, man, he had just randomly sent me a fucking iTunes gift card for, like, fucking $50.
No shit, huh?
Just randomly, man. It was just fucking out of the blue. I was like, holy fuck, man. You know, fucking when I saw him again, I gave him a hug. He's like, dude, man, you don't even know how much I fucking needed that. I'm fucking going, yeah, man. God, just keep going, man. Keep going. You're doing it right. Don't don't lose your temper, essentially, you know? Yeah. And it was just fucking one of the most random, nice fucking acts that I had ever gotten before, you know? And it was just so Carl. You know?
Yeah.
Perfect timing, too. Like I said, it was just fucking like, goddamn, just fucking going through it down the dumps and like, holy fuck, man. And I bought some, bought some music, and then I bought Karate Champ on there. Oh, it is awesome, man.
That's funny.
Yeah. So yeah, man, rest in peace to Carl, man. We're going to miss you.
Yeah, for sure.
So what else is happening down there, man? Teaching Little League, fucking coaching Little League, I mean.
Coaching Little League. Thomas does Taekwondo in between all that. Thomas is black. Yeah.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool, you know?
Yeah. There was... excuse me, man. So, we talked about it. I don't know if it was this week or not, but, cause you know, you know, Thomas, where he got his name from, and you were like, well, you know, fucking Uncle Merle, your dad was still here. You know, you probably would have named him Merle, you know?
I don't know. Okay. I'll tell you something funny. So if Thomas was here, he wouldn't have been named Thomas. That's for sure.
Okay.
You know, but I told him too. I said, you know, if your Uncle Thomas is still alive, your name would probably be Merle. And he goes, ugh, really?
Shit, huh? fuck yeah. Do you know any of your almost names?
Because
I got for some. Him? No, for you.
Oh, for me? Yeah. Almost name?
Yeah.
No. Well, my mom wanted to name me Ross, just Ross.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what she calls me. But yeah, it was either that or, you know, Merle or Ross, and I was Merle Ross Jr., man.
Fucking, So,
And we come from a time where there was no, oh, it's going to be a boy. You know what I mean? Yeah. They found out when you were born. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So Milo's name, Milo John, came from a Louis L'Amour novel that my dad was reading.
Oh, really?
That's how he got his name. And then I was born, and I was nameless for a while. and the doctor came in and was like, all right, you got to name this poor kid, man. And
I'm going without a name.
A few hours, 3 or 4 hours, I think. And the doctor was like, I'm going to leave and I'm going to come back and we're going to name your boy's son. You know, we're going to name your son. And my dad was, so one of the names, and my mom shot it down, was Levi. My mom was like, no, we're not naming our son Levi. The other one, the other one, if I was a girl, because my mom loved Carly Simon, she wanted to name me Carly Alicia, because Alicia is another name for Alice, after my grandma. Uh-huh. But I was a boy, and so my dad's like, all right, let's name him Nolan. My mom fucking was like, we are fucking not naming our son Nolan. And then he was like, well, you know, let's name him after your, but she's like, no, we're not naming him Romy. We could make that the middle name. And he was, and my mom was like, you know, I love Bruce's name. Let's name him after your brother. Name him after your brother and my brother. He's like, hold on a second. And so my dad picked up the phone and called up Uncle Bruce and was like, hey, you're not going to have any more kids, are you, brother? And he's like, fuck you, man. And he's like, okay, well, we're naming your nephew after you. We're going to give him your name and after my brother-in-law, Romy. His name's going to be Bruce Romy. He's like, oh, yeah, okay. And so that's how I got my name.
Where did the, so
what's that?
The, so it's Bruce Romy catches bullets with his teeth, right?
Yeah. You know, so I think we talked about this, but so that, so 30 years ago, right, we left, we got out of school at 3:20 and we walked down to my house like we normally would and we'd eat, man, because like clockwork, my mom always had bagels, right?
Right.
Bagels, a bunch of snacks, we'd go there and eat. And Ira was with us one of those many times, but this specific time, one of you guys like, put on HBO, man. I was like, fuck yeah, man. I was like, oh shit, The Fucking Last Dragon's on, man. And holy shit, yeah, leave it on here, man. And then like fucking not long after, Show Enough is on there, and they were talking about, no, he catches bullets with his teeth. And he's like, Bruce Leroy catching bullets with his teeth. And I was like, I instantly regret this, you know, like immediately. And like you and Schmidt just started laughing. And then you guys are like, Bruce Romy catching bullets. And I was like, God damn it. I hate fucking IR. What the fuck are these two assholes doing here, man? And for laughing. And so for the rest of that night, and then when we took off to walk the block, I was like, please don't say anything. Please don't say anything. And then, like, you or Schmidt would be like, Bruce Romy catching bullets with his teeth. And I couldn't even get mad. I was like, man, shut the fuck up, man. And then that just fucking caught on, man.
Yeah.
which another time that same fucking year, that same springtime in 30 years, which is fucking nuts, 30 years ago, man. So we were walking home with our clique, right? There is me, you, Schmid, Terrence, Adam, Holly, Jackie, and I forget who else. There's a few others, man. And I was like, holy shit, man, fucking my grandpa's pulling, like my grandpa Booth never pulls over to say hi. And it was that big blue van, that really high van, if you remember. And pulled over and I was like, oh fuck, is Uncle Bruce and my dad had a big smile on his face. And Uncle Bruce rolled the window down and he's like, sweet cheeks. I was like, man, fuck you. And I just walked away. And like everybody was laughing. He's like, ah, I don't fucking be like that. And I was like, no, motherfucker, look who's here, man. That's fucking Merle. You just said that in front of, that's fucking Holly. This is my peeps, man. You don't think one of these assholes is going to call me sweet cheeks for like the next fucking month, you know? And I'm trying to convey this to him and he just fucking laughs. And I get home. And then And it was always, I call you or you call me, right? Phone rings, and at least I know we didn't have caller ID yet, you know? So phone rings, and my dad answers, and he starts laughing. He's like, nephew wants to talk to Sweet Cheeks. He's like, motherfucker, man. You know what, man? Fuck him, man. I don't even want to be his bro anymore, man. Motherfucker.
Okay, on Sweet Cheeks there.
Yeah. I told my brother that. My brother started calling Uncle that. So when we, after Uncle passed, me and Cousin Dave were helping cleaning up his condo. And he had Milo's Oregon State graduation picture when he's in his cap and gown walking up on the...
Did you tell them I scared the shit out of you?
So my Hagard sister fucking scared the fuck out of me when I was coming out of the bathroom.
Oh, fuck. I forgot my shoes.
Good. I'm glad you forgot them.
Fuck you.
I was walking out of the bathroom and... I heard her door open, says, oh, I'll swing and say hi before she pieces out, and I didn't see her, and she fucking came out. Boo! I was like, holy fuck, man. I was like, man, fuck you, man. I was like, you're kicked out. So when Milo, I don't know if he was getting his diploma at Oregon State or if he was walking to get it, but on the back it said to Uncle Sweet Cheeks. it's a tough time. It's a tough day, and I fucking started laughing real hard. And then I thought back, because at that time that was 18 years, right?
Yeah, that's crazy, huh?
Good night. Have 16 shots, or don't ever talk shit to me again.
I will.
Okay. Double fist. Oh, what's that, bro?
You got double fist, two bottles, chance to live up to that.
Fucking A, man. So those two things, the fucking Bruce Romey catching bullets with his teeth and Sweet Cheeks, were like within the month of each other, man. I was so fucking pissed, man. Like, I was like, this fucking asshole, man. Like, he did this on purpose. I know he did, man. Fucking, hey, look, there's your nephew. Pull over. I want to say hi to him. Oh, hey, look, there's shit. We got a few nephews in there. Sweet Cheeks, motherfucker, man. I know my punk ass is going to be called this for a long fucking time, goddammit.
We used to come over for first city cage camp. Is that what it's called?
Right? Yep, first city cage camp.
Yeah, stay at Bruce's house. And he'd be cool.
Dude. Little
just fucking hanging out in his house, sleeping on the couch.
Sleeping everywhere.
Right.
There was a couple core memories there with you and Johnny, two different years for First City Cage Camp. One of them with you was like, I would just stay up fucking late and watch TV, and he had the graveyard shift. Remember, he'd be like, all right. If he's not going to be home until blah, blah, blah. I was like, fuck, we'll be here, man. And you crashed out. He crashed out a little bit before me. And I was just kind of dicking around still. And then, like, you're like, hey. And I was like, holy fuck, hey. And you're like, you fucking died. I fucking saw you. I was like, hey, man, fuck you. And you were talking in your sleep. And you're like, I saw you. Saw you. You died. I was like, hey, man, fuck you. And then, like, you immediately went back to sleep, and I was just all shook. I was like, fuck's that supposed to mean? That what the fuck? I ain't fucking Diamond. Just fucking Merle. Fuck you, man.
I remember when I woke up, and you're like, you fucking woke up, and you told me I died. you looked right at me, and you go, you died, I saw you. And then you went back to sleep, and I was like, you fucking die.
Yeah, motherfucker. The other one with Johnny, Uncle was doing something with his laundry, and like me and Johnny were like, oh, you're going to do our laundry? And he's like, nope, fuck that, man. Grab those quarters right now. Grab your guy's laundry. And he used to have the cup of quarters, remember?
Yeah.
And we went outside, walked downstairs to the laundry room. This is what you do. Put your laundry in right here. I am not your fucking mom's. As a matter of fact, I'm calling my sister and my brother to ask them what the fuck is going on with you boys not knowing how to do laundry. And me and Johnny were like, so you're not going to do our laundry? I remember he picked me up and Johnny was coming over. It was like in 07, 06, I think. And Johnny was walking off the ferry with Savvy. And, you know, Johnny, Mr. Stone Cold Face, if he, you know, he's not like looking for anybody particular, you know. And Uncle Earl doing it down, fucking let anybody come over here. And Johnny looked over, big smile. Oh, hey, Uncle, come on, man. Shit.
Got fucking diamonds resting between fucking.
But it's just funny that, I mean, fuck, how many times did we stay there? You know, it's like just countless times we'd meet, you know, meet up there or. Yeah, we'll stay at uncle's, you know? Yeah. Like,
knee surgery right now, right?
What's that?
Your dad's getting knee surgery?
Next month he is. Huh? At the end, right now it's scheduled for the end of March. And,
he just had both of his knees fixed, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Fucking he at the same time too, that motherfucker.
He's like, when I saw him, I hung out with him for like the afternoon, you know, and he was like, yeah, they told me I had to fix one, and I'm like, oh, this one's fucked up too, just fix them both. And I was like, fuck, man, you're brave, man. You got them both done at the same time. Yeah, fuck that. I don't want to get one fixed and be laid up and then get the other fixed and be laid up. Fucking do it all right now, I told him.
Like, stubborn, yeah. Man, he was, man. So like the other part of that story was too, I kept asking him for this fucking monkey fist keychain and oh no, all right, you know. And then like I run into you later on and because I, you know, met up with you and then we took off and hey man, look what fucking uncle gave me. I was like, he fucking gave you that monkey fist. Yeah, man. Picked it up, told him how much I liked it. He asked if I wanted it. And I was like, I mean, that's fucking cool, bro. But God fucking damn it. I've been asking for that fucking thing for a while, man.
I was there. I was like, it was on his, just the counter. You know, it was, you know, I was looking for you. This is before, like, when he had cell phones. You know what I mean? Like, they were there, but it wasn't as prominent as he is now, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You were gone doing something or working or whatever. And I'm like, is Bruce here? He's like, no. I'm like, well, I'll be back. Can I come in? He's like, yeah, fucking come in, you know? And I hung out with him and I saw it on the end table and I was like, this is badass. Where'd you get this? He's like, oh, my buddy made it. He's like, you like that? And I'm like, yeah. Here's an FB, you can have it. I was like, shit, man, thanks.
Fucking asshole, man. Fucking Uncle Bruce.
Over 10 years ago. Shit, over 15 years ago.
That was it was 17 years ago, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Shit. Because I didn't have any kids when fucking he gave that to me. Shit, that's fucking funny or not.
Oh, fucking A, man. It was, huh?
I said, that was the best part of it was because I showed you after and he's like, fuck, I wanted it and you wouldn't give it to me.
Oh, fuck, man. You were, so after, because, like, unfortunately, I was the one who found them, you know, and after I called my brother and my dad because they went and grabbed my sister away from work to bring her down to my dad's and everything, I called you after that, and it's just kind of like, you know, obviously I called you up crying, told you he was gone. It's the same feeling I had when I got the call about Uncle Merle, you know, which was it was 8 years prior to that because, like Uncle Bruce, he was a huge fucking just this huge fucking person in my life for a long time, man. Especially growing up, because it was always like, I'm going to stay at Merle's. Like, so I got held back in fifth grade because I fucked off a lot. And my mom still tells the story. She's like, oh, man, your dad was so pissed. They were just going to push you through to sixth grade. And he was like, what? Fuck no. Hold his ass back, man. Fucking trying to push him through. Fucking he's going to learn. He's going to learn the fucking hard way, too. And I got held back. And she was like, we saw you. We pulled over, and your dad was so pissed. And he was, you know, he told me, oh, this is going to.
Fifth grade,
he said, yeah, this is going to straighten him out. And we pulled over, and because when I looked at the report card, it said placement for next year, fifth grade. And I was like, holy cows. And I was just kind of walking. I was like, holy shit, man. And he was like, oh, you think it's fucking funny, fucking around? Oh, he's doing your fucking fifth grade again next year. And my mom's like, to this day, she's like, then you're like, yeah, well, I get to be with Merle now anyways. And he got really pissed. This motherfucker had to have said something, because the next year I was not in your class, even though we were both in fifth grade.
I was like, Dad, me and Bruce are in the same class now, or same grade now. You know, they got together and we're like, hey, we're not putting these two fuckers in the same class.
Fuck no, man. And like, shit, man. So, and I still love this movie, and we talk about it still too. And if you look at my Instagram, what my quote on there is from this movie, it's from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. You know,
yeah.
You called me up and you're like, come on up, man. My dad rent Pee-wee's Big Adventure. What? Or mom, can I stay at Uncle Merle's? Yeah. Come on, I'll bring you up there. And like, he had all these snacks for us and put it on, and we fucking watched it all fucking night, man. You know, all night. And then he did the same thing with Coming to America. He called me up, like, my dad rented Coming to America. You guys stay there? Holy cows, mom, can I stay there? Can I stay there at Uncle Merle's? Yeah. Oh, man. Then we watched it all fucking night, man. And then the next mornings, you know, we weren't waking up early by any stretch of the means, but like, I'd be like, oh, shit, man. I think Uncle Merle's cooking breakfast, man.
Fuck yeah.
And then you're like, come on, man, my dad's cooking breakfast. I went up there and it seemed like he was cooking for an army, and it was just like, have as much as you want. No way, man. Not that we never went for not eating, but it's just like, oh my God, look at all this shit here, man. You know? Oh, there's toast, there's bacon, there's eggs. Oh man. Could have got, yeah, have as much as you want. Oh, man. Oh, could I have like four slices of bacon? Yeah. Oh, man. Even in high school, man, I remember waking up sometimes on a Saturday, but it seemed like mostly on Sunday mornings, wake up and be like, oh, man, fuck, Uncle Merle's cooking, bro. Yeah, I'm already up, man. Let's go.
Exactly. By that time, you know, Susie and Crystal and Zach were up here, or up in Alaska, because, you know, when we were kids, they were
down there.
Remember, I'd have the house to myself all the fucking.
Dude, you know what's nuts about that, too, is like, at that time, we were not drinkers, man. We never once threw a party there, man. I remember, fuck, bro, another thing, 30 years ago, man, I was like, hey, man, I'm going to stay at Merle's house. And my mom was like, all right, well, no funny stuff. And it's like, oh, hey, actually, could you give us a ride to the store so we could rent a couple of movies? Oh, yeah. And we'd rent some movies, and we'd just stay up all night and take a walk down Haines Street at 12 at night. Fucking sneaking out, quote unquote, you know?
Yeah, that's fucking fun.
It was just... yeah, man, there's just, fuck, dude, a lot of those movies. I remember walking in and you know, oh, yeah, Merle's, hey, Uncle, how you doing? Good. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I'd go in there, and you'd be playing, like, Nintendo. Hey, man, look at this. Look what my dad brought. And he, like, fucking bought you Super Mario Brothers 2. And I was like, oh, man, Johnny told me you had it. Yeah, do you want to play, man? It's fucking cool. And you're like, hold on, man, I'm almost done. And then, like, you weren't done because you're really good at it. And then, shit, bro, here you go. You got to try it, man. You got to try it. And then it's like, holy shit, man, you know. And then next thing I know, it's like, oh, man, I got to go home for dinner. And like, oh, man, you should come back after dinner. It's like, yeah, fuck yeah, I should, man. And then, hey, uncle, is it right if I come back after dinner? Yeah, yeah. Hey, why don't you ask if you could stay the night tonight? What? Are you serious? Yeah. Went home and, Dad, Uncle Merle asked if I could stay the night. And every time I said that, it is always like, oh, yeah? So my brother said, huh? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'll give you a ride up there. It's like the golden ticket every time it was Uncle's idea, you know? Yeah. Always, too, man. It was always, like, even in high school. So, like, when you guys were living in that cedar house,
yeah,
I'd show up with, like, my backpack on, like, a Friday night or a Saturday night for a dance. And heard, hey, nephew. Hey, Unc, what's going on? Oh, I'm staying the night tonight. Oh, yeah? All right, huh? Yeah, I'm just going to put this stuff in back, and then we're going to head to the dance. All right. or I'd sit out in the living room with him and bullshit with him until you're out of the shower, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
When I graduated high school, my dad threw a fucking rager at my house. You know what I mean? I
didn't even go to it because I was leaving the night. I was out on the first flight, man, the next day.
My dad's like, are you going to come to the party? And I'm like, after senior night, I'm coming to the party, you know? And fucking, by the time I got to the party, it was me, Danny, and James showed all at the same time, you know? And
yeah.
It was fucking thumping. You weren't there. You were with Jackie, right? You didn't come to the party, right?
No, I went home after senior night. Like I said, I took off on that first flight on Taquan Air. And I didn't want to miss it. And go ahead and finish your story, and I'll tell you my end of that night.
I was just, it was me, James, and Danny. I walked in my house at the same time. And we were there before. My dad was getting everything ready. And Danny laughed real hard because my dad fucking, he had like three of the party balls. It's like a mini keg, you know what I mean? And he fucking tapped them up and put them on ice like hours before, you know? Because if you tap a keg beforehand and you let it settle, and it, you won't get any foam when you're, you know, because if you tap a keg and you just start pouring, it's like foam. It's like all foam, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So he was telling us this. He's like, you tap this beforehand and you let it settle on ice for a while. And then when you go and pour, you're not getting all foam, like, you know? and he looked up at Danny and goes, this drunk don't fuck around. He said, you know, fucking Danny started laughing real hard. We went to senior night, and then we went to my house, and it was fucking just thumping in there. We fucking walked through the door, and you know, we couldn't see anybody because that, you know, there's that hallway right when you walk through the door.
Yeah.
And took a left to go to the living room, and the music's just fucking blaring. I think I told this story on your podcast before, but it's still fucking funny.
Oh yeah.
And we fucking come out the hallway, and James's dad is fucking dancing his ass off by himself, but Amy, his mom, is like sitting on the chair next to Jim, and Jim's like fucking dancing real hard and just fucking soaked with sweat, you know, just shirt completely soaked. And can look at Jim, and he's like dancing, and Danny and I look at James, and James is like looks at him and then looks down, and he's like, it's my shirt.
Shit, man. How many times were you with James and he would just start fucking dancing as soon as he started drinking, man? He did that a lot to me when we were living down in Oregon.
Fuck yeah.
Let's go. Get up, you fucking bitch. I told you not to drink last night. Hold on, bro.
Fuck yeah. Midnight. Get over here.
Come on.
There's only people to me. Get the fuck up and get over here. The odds are really good.
I remember I was leaving an ex's house, and I thought I was in the clear. I was on my bike, a little bit rainy out, you know, and I was pedaling. Seen a car coming, and then, like, it just slowed down. Looked over. James rolled. He was driving. What was his stepdad's name? Cliff.
Cliff's truck.
He's driving Cliff's truck and he rolled the window down. And I was still on the road of that ex-girlfriend. And he rolled the window down. He's like, "You fucking slut." And I just smiled. And he's like, "Throw the bike in the back, you fucking slut. I knew it. God, you're so slutty." And so at my on my end, I was opening up gifts at my grandma and grandpa, the Williams. And, you know, pretty decent turnout and whatnot. And then I got done opening gifts, and Carl was there. And then my dad and brother were like, "Hey, yeah, blah, blah, blah. What are you guys doing?" Going to the fucking senior night, man. We're going to have a dance and we're going to have all this other stuff. And my dad's like, "Yeah, yeah, well, me and your brother will be at your Uncle Merle's. That's where we're going to be." And my brother, who is in his hardcore drinking stage, still, he's like, "Yeah, I'm going up to Uncle Merle's for the big party, man." So they were there. They were there for long, like fucking almost till the end. And like Milo was like, "Fuck, man." So after Uncle had passed, we were talking, and he was like, "Fuck, bro, did I ever tell you about that party?" I said, "Yeah, you might have, man." He's like, "I know it was a fucking rager, man. Kind of wish I went to it." And he was like, "Man, I fucking drink hard. College. Fucking, you know, it was like prime drinking years. Fuck, I could hang. I could fucking hang with Uncle." And then I started fucking passing out, and I heard, "Nephew. Nephew." Opened up my eyes, looked over, and Uncle Merle's looking at me sideways. "What's up, punk? Hey, you can see your fucking pussy from here. It looks real big." And he was like, and Dad couldn't stop laughing. Which, back in 2008, after Dustin's wedding, I went to Marshall called me or sent me a text, and I went and met up with Marshall at the First City. Soon as I walked in the First City, music's blasting, it's bumping in there. Over all of that, I could hear Auntie Joe and Auntie Lou over fucking everything. I was like, "Holy fuck, my aunties are fucking loud as fuck, man." You know? And I was like, "I'll go over there, give them a hug and a kiss." And I heard, "Hey, get over here." And I was like, "Hey, Auntie." Gave Auntie a hug. And I was like, "Shit." I was like, "I'm just looking for Marshall." And I saw Marshall saddled up at the fucking, at the bar ordering us drinks, right? I was like, "Fuck, Auntie, where's Jody at?" And she fucking grabbed me and she's like, "Her and your brother are fucking pussies. They're passed out." Oh, fuck, I couldn't stop laughing, man.
Fuck, one time I was just I was with Kelly, right?
Okay.
And he threw a fucking big ass party at his mom's house, you know? And fucking, you know, his mom's super fucking nice to, you know, me or you or whatever, you know, she's super nice, right?
Yep.
And, like, it was fucking thumping party, and Kelly's fucking trashed, you know? And he's sitting on his couch, just fucking damn near passed out, and the party fucking thumping. And his mom walked in, because she wasn't even, like, out of town, but she was, like, at Ed's, you know, at fucking her husband. And she walked in, and fucking, she's like, "Everybody get the fuck out!" And fucking everybody scattered, like, "Oh, shit."
I was with you at that party, bro.
Yeah, that party was fucking funny and shit.
Me and you were just like, "Man, we're good, man."
Yeah, it's like, "You guys throw him on his in his room on his bed." We're like, "Yo, nothing got fucked up."
Yeah. The other thing too is shit, man. I remember like to. Like, when's the last time you bought and read a newspaper, bro?
Shit. Fuck, a long time ago.
So when you were living at Auntie Janet's, we were talking about this. I used to go through the front door, quote-unquote. I'd go through the side door or the back door, whatever it's called. and just would walk right to your room and then be like, fuck, man, I want some fucking, is there any juice? Yeah, man, there's fucking Tang out there, bro. So I'd go out there, oh, shit, you know, here, hey, babe, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know, just Sunday night, man, and I, 9 out of 10 times, I would go to your house and watch The Simpsons with you after we graduated high school, you know? And then that other show started, the Spawn TV cartoon show. We'd watch that on Sundays, man. Yep. But
Sunday night, he WWF.
Yeah, Shotgun Saturday Night. Yeah. Okay. But there was, I was working and in the fall time and early fall and winter, I would only work Saturday, Sunday, Monday. At TAC One Air, so like Tuesdays and Wednesdays, it seemed like I would be giving my dad a ride up to Mini Mart, and I would buy, he'd buy a newspaper, I'd buy a newspaper, and he'd be like, where are you going? I'm going to go down to Merle's, man, and I'd grab us a fucking couple of breakfast sandwiches, and fucking, we would fucking pass the newspaper back and forth, man, you know?
Yeah.
He go, man, I got the newspaper. Oh, shit, what's in there? I was like, fuck, I don't know, bro. I'd handed it to you, you know? Yeah. Fucking read the fucking newspaper, I remember. And then, like, after done eating, you're like, I'm fucking roastable. It's like, cool, man, I'll step outside and smoke my cigarette. And then you just, like, would pop your window open, roastable, and I'd be out there smoking a cigarette. We were bullshitting, which, do you remember, remember this time in 98 when fucking, the fuck was his name? He always rode that bike. And he was...
Oh, Errol.
Remember when he wrecked in front of your house there, man?
Errol, yeah, remember Errol wrecked right at that pothole, that manhole cover that's right there in between the streets, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, he went that hard, and we happened to just be watching him go by, you know?
Fuck.
And fucking, we were like, oh, shit, you know, we ran outside to go see if he was all right, and Tommy Booth, his brother, was going by at the same time, remember?
Yep.
And he fucking... His brother, like, Tommy grabbed his bike and put it on top of his car and was going to fucking give him a ride. And he came over to pick up Errol, and Errol goes, fuck you. Fuck off, Tommy. And Tommy's like, fuck you. And got up and grabbed his bike and threw it on the ground and drove off.
Threw it off the top of the car. And me, it happened so quick, peeps. Yeah. Me and Merle were just like, holy, like, we didn't even know what to say. And then he was like, how come he got so mad at me? What's his problem? And you were like, you told him to fuck off when he was trying to help you up. And he was like, Errol was so either drunk or out of it, he looked kind of perplexed when you told him what he had said, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, come on, man, let's help you up. And he stuck his hand, me and you picked him up, and we put him back on his bike. And he's like, why would he say that? And you're like, Errol, you told him to fuck off when he was picking you up. Oh, geez, huh? And I was like, and I was so shocked. I was just like, I couldn't even say anything. I was like, fuck, this guy is not comprehending that. He just told his brother to fuck off, man. He is like, this is the second time he asked my bro why he was being an asshole, man.
I'm like, are you okay? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm like, I know you're not going that far, but you're going to ride this thing down there? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, fuck, man, be careful.
There's I got a couple funny other bike wreck stories. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
So one of them involves I didn't see this one. Ira came up to me and you and I think Jackie's like in 95, and we were up at the court, right? And Ira's just fucking laughing, and he came up that back road there by the hotel. He was like, fucking Ben came screaming down there on his bike and fucking wrecked, flew over the handlebars, poof, jumped up and was like, pretty cool, huh? And the other one, I think we were like in seventh grade, and it was like the beginning of the school year. And kind of a, like, fuck, man, okay, I'm not even bullshitting. It's kind of a crisp night. I had just, Kevin had just made my pizza for me, and I just had my bag of chips and my pop. And I was just, like, sitting outside, and I looked up at the top of Tunkin Hill, and I saw two people on two different bikes. And as they're getting close, oh, shit, that's Chris and Muffer. And they went past me, and I said hi, and they just passed that house where Debbie Milton used to live on the block. Mm-hmm. And that I think that house had recently burned down, so it was kind of just leveled there, right? But it was overgrown.
Yeah.
And if you remember that the sidewalks back then used to have those little dips in them, but that dip on that part was pretty fucking high, and fucking Marty Muffer tried doing a bunny hop on there like we all had done. And yeah. When he did the bunny hop, it wasn't up high enough, so he fucking landed on the ground and hit the sidewalk and fucking flew over the fucking handlebars into those bushes that were there, and fucking Chris fucking did a fucking hard power slide, and me and Chris were just fucking laughing so hard because Marty disappeared into those bushes.
That's funny.
And the other,
just too, right?
What's
I said a bunch of sugar bushes too, fucking getting all fucking scratched up in the thorn.
There was another time too. So in 2009, I brought an ex over to see Mount Catla and meet the family officially.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's go pick up my cousin Kelly, man. So we went to his place and picked him up, and we're just going to go for a cruise. And they didn't redo all of the playground how it is now, you know?
Yeah.
And we're going past the middle or the elementary school, like if you're turning up to go to Mini Mart there. And there was this little kid riding his bike, and he just fucking wrecked fucking hard. Boom, fucking wrecked me. And Kelly started fucking laughing really hard. And actually, we got to pull over and see if that kid's all right. And I was like, that fucking kid's Rez, man. He's tough. He'll be fine. Are you seriously not going to pull over? And Kelly's like, fuck no, we're not going to pull over. And Kelly's like, you think anybody pulled over and me and Tala wrecked right there? Which, that's another bike wreck. I was on the tire swing, and I saw Kelly, because he was giving Tala a ride, and they were fucking hauling some serious ass. And I was thinking to myself, man, they're going, poof. And like Tala screamed, started crying, and I was like, holy shit, man. And Kelly was crying. I jumped off the tire swing and ran over there. I was like, holy fuck, are you guys okay?
Tala, younger, sure, scream was fucking like bloody murder, you know what I mean? That's fucking funny.
And then, huh?
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, no. If you got any, if you got any bike wreck stories, I'd like to hear them, because I got a few more, actually.
So I used to hang out with Garrett Bird, you know?
Okay.
And I don't know if you were there, but we, you know how everybody used to feel on the Duncan Church steps, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I was on the Duncan Church steps. I swear you were there. I don't know. Maybe you weren't. I don't know. But, you know, chances are you were there. But anyway, so Barry comes flying from his house, his grandparents' house, you know, because he lived with his grandparents.
Yeah.
On Gene's bike, you know, and he had one where it was quick release with wheels. You know what I mean?
Oh, like you just, fuck.
You didn't bolt him on. You just, you could quick release and just take it off, you know?
I hated those.
Yeah. So he goes flying down that first hill and then takes that left and starts going down Duncan Hill, you know? And he's, I don't know if he was trying to jump onto the sidewalk or off the sidewalk, but when he came off the ground, the front wheel came off.
Oh no.
And the fork hit the fucking pavement, and he fucking went over, you know what I mean?
He
hit his face on, I mean, he ate pavement. Like, he hit so hard he busted like two teeth on his lower fucking, like he busted him in half.
Oh fuck, dude.
Down there, and he fucking tried to jump up and run home, you know? We were like, I was like, I grabbed him and I fucking sat him down. I'm like, dude, chill, don't fucking go anywhere. You just fucking had real fucking accident.
Holy shit. I saw the after effects when he came to school.
Yeah, dude, he fucking ate concrete, man. It was fucking straight to the face. It was like, holy.
So that happened to me, bro. Seventh grade. And And to tie this one back in, I had my cousin Billy on the handlebars, and his foot kept getting fucking. I was like, quit fucking doing it. You know, I was like, you fucking idiot. And his foot got caught, and I went fucking flying, man. I got launched, and my fucking face smashed right in front of fucking Lease Market. And I knocked myself out, bro. And I was trying to get up, and everything was really foggy. And I looked over, and I saw Chippy, or not, sorry, Eli. Do you remember Eli had that little white truck back in the day?
Yeah.
And I was like, holy fuck, we're going to get hit. And, like, Billy was screaming, crying. And I grabbed him and the bike, and I went and sat, you know, dragged us off to the side. And I was so out of it, I couldn't even cry because I couldn't feel anything. And then I heard and I saw somebody put Billy in the back of the truck, threw the bike in the back, and put me in the back. And I was trying to fucking focus on who this fucking Aaron D, man, is Aaron Dundas. And he was like, holy fuck, man, bringing you home, man, you're going to be fine. And then, like, I snapped out of it. And he was like, shut the fuck up, man, you didn't even have anything wrong with you. Because Billy was just like, ah, you know. And he's like, shut the fuck up, man, look at my buddy here. And, like, and I was just like, oh, Aaron, my face hurts. And he was like, fuck, kid, you just landed on your fucking face, man. Hold on. And then I was like, the fucking wind hurts, Aaron. And he's like, quit fucking looking up, man. Stick your head down. another one was me, and I know I told this, but whatever, it's fucking hilarious. If you got a note written in middle school, you could leave the school grounds for lunch for, like, your, was it 35, 40 minute lunch break, you know?
Yeah.
I had my bike, and I was like, man, I am going home. Like, I'm gonna go home, make a sandwich, come back, man. Need to get away from school, right? So I fucking left, hopped on my bike, burned down Duncan Hill, and I was like, oh, I bet you I could save time. Plus, I could dodge these res dogs if I go on this little mini back road here instead of going in front of Tony Fawcett's house, you know, yeah, where his parents were, because I always had those fucking res dogs they didn't take care of. I came out of where, actually, it used to be Carl Gobb's mom's house there, you know, in front of the what the fuck do you call it? Yeah, in front of the longhouse, right?
Yeah.
And if you remember, fucking before, like, after they had put that sidewalk in, there was an earthquake, so there was that sidewalk with, like, almost like a little perfect jump. And I came screaming around the corner, and I was like, I'm going to fucking hit this jump, man. And I fucking hit it, and I was going a little bit faster than I had anticipated, and I lost control of my bike, and I flew over to the left, and I landed on my back, like, duh! You know, like, oh! And I looked over, and I heard, holy shit, kid, and it was Uncle Cotton, and Uncle just started, he didn't even ask if I was okay. All I heard was, holy shit, kid, and he was laughing really hard. I fucking jumped back up, and I jumped off on my bike, and I fucking waved off Uncle, and I got home, and my mom was there, and she's like, oh, you, blah, 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 here, have the sandwich. I was like, Mom, I just wrecked on my bike. And she's like, what? Where at? I was like, oh, in front of the house by the longhouse. Like, did anybody see you? I said, yeah, Uncle Cotton did. What did he say? And I was like, holy shit. And then he just started laughing, and he drove away. And then my mom started fucking laughing.
That's funny.
and then you remember you got that badass bike for you won it at our fucking senior night, right?
No, that Husky that I bought it.
Oh, you bought it. Why did I think you won it?
No, what did I win? I was thinking about that. I don't remember what I won. But that Huffy I bought in Oregon after we went to Hawaii, after James and Danny and I went to Hawaii, I picked that up down there.
Nice.
So and I bought it intact. It's you buy a bike in a box.
Yeah.
And then it was on display, so I bought it and I rode it around. Remember? Okay, I bought it. And I rode it around in Oregon, and then I got it sent up to Alaska. And fucking, I tried to put it together myself, and I fucked up the wheels, and fucking all the bearings came out of the wheel, and I fucking, and this is before I even rode the damn thing, and my dad was up fishing, because he lived down south at the time.
Right after high school?
Yeah, they moved right after high school, and he was up in Alaska fishing, staying with my grandparents with me, and I was like, I was like, I'll put it together myself. I was saying to my dad, and I was like, I fucked it up. Like, I tried putting the wheels on or something, and I opened it up somehow, and all the bearings came out of the wheel.
Oh no!
I'm like, fucking throw it away. I was pissed. I was like, fucking throw this piece of shit away. I'll
fucking bike, goddamn bike. It's like Ralph Macchio and the Karate Kid.
Exactly. I'm so fucking pissed. I couldn't fucking do it. And my dad's like, and I was supposed to meet up with you,
Yeah.
And like. He's like, aren't you going to go meet Bruce? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, go meet Bruce. I'll fix your bike. Don't worry. Dude, don't worry. I'm like, just fucking throw it away, And I left to go meet up with you, and we hung out or whatever, and I came back later, and it was all put together. And,
fucking Mr. Miyagi, man.
Exactly. Exactly what I said.
So there, me and you were up on up on Snob Hill, and we were going to Jackie's, and I was like, fuck, this is a badass bike, bro. And you're like, yeah, man. And I don't know if I asked. I was like, you fucking should do a wheelie, man. Do a fucking 10-pedal wheelie. And you started laughing, and you fucking did a wheelie. But when you came back down, like, something fucking slammed your bike, stopped, like, boom, right there, and you flew over the fucking handlebars, and I just went, holy shit, and you're like, fuck you, man, and I was like, I didn't say anything, and you're like, fuck, man, help me up, and I was just like, holy fuck, bro, and you're like, fuck you, and I was like, holy fuck, man, what do you mean, fuck me, man, come on, man, let's go to Jackie's, clean your, like, fuck, you remember, like, scraped your fucking knee and your elbow pretty bad, you remember that?
Yeah, that's fucking funny,
dude. We went there and we got there and Charlene let us in, and you're like, hey, you got any bandage? Like, oh my god, babe, what happened? And I was like, fuck, he just wrecked on his bike, man, hold on. And I was just like, I was shocked that whatever the fuck happened, something stopped you dead in your tracks and you just flew over the handlebars, and I was just like, holy shit. And you instantly went like, fuck you, man, help me up. But the other thing too was I was walking one time, and I forget where it was, man, but Carl was still in Matlakatla, or he had just come back, and I think he had just come back because you were fucking always on your bike back then, and yeah. He was like, hey bro, fucking Merle did about 30 miles per hour on his bike, man. I was like, what? Where at? He's like, I fucking saw him. So I fucking just busted up to him, man, because he's pedaling his ass off. And I was like, you're fucking going 30, bro. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Where were you at?
I was on the Breakwater Road, where the new Breakwater is.
Okay.
And he was on the road parallel, Okay. And, it wasn't like I wasn't going downhill or anything. I was just fucking
hauling.
I was hauling ass. I was going up on because it had 21 speeds. So I was up on high speeds, and I was fucking pushing to see how fast I could, or just going to see how fast I could go,
Yeah.
And Carl's caught up and fucking was going straight along with me. Lifted me over. He's like, you're doing fucking 30.
He was pumped, bro.
He was like, Jesus fucking A, trying out for the fucking marathon or some shit.
Yeah. I remember one time too, I was, I was doing a delivery in the Taquin Air van, and I saw you on your bike, and you stuck your hand out for a high five. And yeah. I was like, fuck yeah, give my bro a high five. And you gave me a high five. And when you did, my fucking arm went flying into the back of the fucking door. Boom, was like, ah, fuck, man. Because when I, especially back then, if I wasn't at Jackie's house for dinner, I was going down by you to see whatever food was left over from Auntie's, you know? And it was a Sunday, and I was just like, fuck this, I'm going to his place for dinner, Dad. And he's like, yeah, all right, whatever. And so I went down there, and you were like, yeah, fuck, man, I saw Danny. He gave me a high five, too. And then I showed you the bruise on my arm, and you laughed at me.
Dude, I'm getting
But I can still remember clear as day, Carl, just like, fucking Merle's doing 30 miles an hour, bro. Holy shit. And that's some serious speed, too. And like you said, you weren't going downhill or anything, man.
No, I was fuck, man. I was, compared to my fat ass now, I was in pretty good shape. You know what I mean?
I know. One of the other things, too, is, well, you rode that fucking bike over here in Ketchikan.
Yeah. I used to ride that bike in Ketchikan. My mom lived, like, way the fuck up there. You know, like,
oh, yeah.
You know where my aunt lived, right?
Yep.
So my mom lived a little bit further up over to the left. I would ride that bike up, you know where, God, what is that road? I don't even know the road, but it goes all the way to the top. I would ride I got it to where I could leave Taquin Air and I could ride all the way to where your apartments are, where your condo is.
Yeah.
To that other entrance that goes out, it's kind of blocked off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could go all the way to there, and that's the base of that hill, or about the halfway point of that hill, and I'd stop and I'd rest for a second, and then I'd climb the rest of that hill all the way up to the top, and then fucking
man.
My legs are,
you know, another cool thing about that back then too, because bro, we're talking like 26 years ago now. I remember I was just like, oh fuck, man, because I knew you had you had like different days when you're over here working, you know, but I knew for a fact me and you worked Sundays, you know?
Yeah.
And, I got down to Taquin Air and I was like, fucking A, man, unloaded the plane. Last thing the guy did, Merle told me to give this to you. Fucking handed me a bag. It was fucking sauce, two sausage eggs with muffins. I was like, fuck yeah, my bro coming in the clutch, man. I'm hungry as fuck. I was like, fuck yeah, tell him thanks, man. Huh?
Because I worked in Ketchikan and you worked in Metal Championship.
Yeah. I just remember I was fucking unloaded. It was Otter, because if you remember, we'd get Otter's first flight, you know? Yeah. Unloaded fucking everything. And because I remember, holy fuck, Merle stacked the fuck out of this plane, man. You know? Yeah. Unloaded it, had two carts filled up. And he's like, hey, Merle said to give this to you. It was a fucking bag. I was like, oh, fuck. Yes, man.
That's funny. You know what's funny? So Jamie got me a dartboard for Christmas.
Nice.
And fucking, I'm trying to find those darts that I got when I worked it with Dan Dotson, you know, for Dan Dotson.
Yes.
I got them somewhere. Can't fucking find them, but. Remember playing darts at fucking Dan's place and having dart tournaments and shit, you know?
We played all... You remember both you and Carl bought your own darts, remember?
Yeah, I was like... Because he come up to me and he goes, hey, you think... I'm going to buy a set of darts. You think if I bought darts, guys would buy darts? And I'm like, I'll fucking tell my friends to buy darts. I'm going to order up some darts and see if guys will buy them. I'm like, fuck you. He's like, I got this display, Kate. I'm nice. Like, well, fucking let's do the tournament and shit, you know? And he's like, oh, okay.
Oh, man, that was awesome. Yeah. Senior year.
That was a lot of fun. It's funny because it'd be dead. I'd be working and be dead. You'd come through and I'd make you pizzas and shit, and James would come through and I'd make him burgers, you know?
You know, it'd be awesome, too, is like, Dan would be like, if you boys stay here for the night, I'll open up the darts. Fuck yeah, we won't go out and party tonight, Dan. And we didn't, man. And he would when it would be closing time, do you remember that? He'd have the darts, like me, you, Carl, Jackie, Steve, fuck, who else was Ira, you know? Yeah. I just remember,
that'd be fun.
I remember, so like the last time I played darts, I fucking got the glow, bro. Fucking, me and Adam were out with a bunch of other random people, and then they, some of them started talking shit, and I was like, oh yeah? Boom, boom, boom. I was like, oh fuck, still got it, man. Still got it. It's 2019. And Adam's all like, right. Holy fuck, it's all coming back, bro. Then he started laughing.
Yeah, man, we had a lot of fun playing darts with Dan Dotson. That was a fucking fun time.
That was fun, man. Plus the pizzas you guys were slinging were bad fucking ass, man. Like, those were great pizzas you made there, man. You know?
Yeah. That was a fun time in fucking 95. I think that was 95, right?
Summer of 95, bro.
95, yeah.
I remember, I remember just stopping there. I remember I'd go there and just be like, hey, man, you want a couple slices? Fuck yeah, man. You make fucking pizza, have a couple slices with me. Like, all right, man, I gotta go back. All right, bro, time me off. Cool, man, we'll come back here. Yeah, man. Hit up Carl. Like, hey, man. And then Carl picked me up. Hey, what time is Merle off work, man? Let's go there.
yeah.
Fuck yeah, let's go there, man. Fuck yeah. Fuck, what else was there, man? So, do you remember, so I'm going to tell you guys right now, and Josh Berchtold is going to be next week's guest for the following episode. He's coming over here, and he's going to be on there. But he now owns Papa's Pizza.
Oh, really? That's cool.
30 years ago, that started from Mr. Matheson started it over there. So I'll have him on, and we'll talk about his journey to getting that and all this other stuff, because he, like, I always kind of knew him because he was friends with Carl too, you know?
Yeah.
And so there's some fucking hilarious stories in there that I got with him. So everybody listen up to that one too. Is there any particular way how you want to say anything else before we end this episode, bro? Anything about Uncle Merle?
Well, you know, like, I miss my dad every day for sure, you know? Yeah.
I love seeing pictures, you know, of Uncle
family.
I still see his smile, you know, like I miss that fucking smile. Yeah, man, just a good fucking, love that guy. Still love him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be missed for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So, we're going to miss our buddy Carl, man. Big Carl. Sucks he's gone, man, but thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, no problem. It's always fun.
And I'll send you the link when this posts, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right, man. Later, bro.
All right, later. Wait.